This is Fresh Air. When saxophonist and flutist Frank West passed away in October at age 91, he had one last album due for release. That record is now out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Frank West on After Paris, a tune he used to play in the New York Jazz Quartet. West's history is threaded all through his album, Magic 201. It's a sequel to last year's similar helping of ballads and mid-tempo strollers, Magic 101. The new album is just about very nearly every bit as good, and made a little more poignant by West's passing just before Halloween. On his last session as a leader in 2011, he was still sounding strong at 89. Frank West with Wynard Harper on drums. West's hero coming up was the dry and slippery saxophonist Lester Young, who gave him a few pointers. West took those lessons to heart, but cultivated a beefier sound of his own. He got his big break in the 50s when he joined Count Basie's orchestra. He stayed 11 years. West made any saxophone section sound better, and he was a trend-setting jazz flutist. After Basie, any big band leader was happy to hire him if they could. On Magic 201, a drumless rhythm trio slides into a cruise control Basie groove on If It's the Last Thing I Do. That's Russell Malone on guitar. Pianist Kenny Barron and bassist Rufus Reed worked with Frank West in the 1980s, and the full quintet has an easy rapport. West plays one solo flute ballad, but his new album is really about his rich tenor saxophone. Blues for Ruby is a medium slow one these guys could but don't play in their sleep. West's solo mixes fresh phrases with licks he's played 1,000 times and still imbues with feeling and musical meaning. That is no little thing. Nowadays, we have ample evidence that playing jazz keeps the mind and body nimble, given all the musicians in their 80s and up who still sound good. But we are running out of saxophonists whose styles were formed before John Coltrane's harder sound took over. There is something tender and specific about the ways elders like Frank West shape their notes that's hard for younger musicians to evoke without anachronisms creeping in. That's one reason music lovers love their records. Even after the masters are gone, their sound is right here with us.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Point of Departure, Downbeat, and eMusic, and is the author of Why Jazz. He reviewed Magic 201, the final album by saxophonist Frank West, who died in October at the age of 91. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.
This is NPR.